welcome to my show. You're in the thoughts here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the calling audience. We got toll-free numbers, USA and Canada. Get your pen and paper out. Toll-free USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. I'd like to, the musical piece you were listening to is titled Going Within, and it was written for me in my show, Your Inner Thoughts, and it was authored and played by Joe Dex. Thank you, Joe. I play it every time I do a show. I'm here every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the phone numbers are all over my website, michaelgoger.com and bbsradio.com. Go there, bookmark it, navigate it, and write down the phone numbers. I have a guest with me today. She's another psychic and a psychic reader, and she's at a Pal Talk, Georgette Isaacs. How you doing, Georgette?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing fantastic. How you doing?
Good. You sound great for a spur of the moment. Stand in.
Hey, that's what I do.
Okay. So
people need me. I'm here.
Well, thank you, Georgette. I appreciate it. What's new in your life? Is there anything you want to get out there before we get busy with the readings? What's going on?
I'm having a grandson.
Congratulations. You know it's a boy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Definitely all boy. No doubt about that one.
Good. You got a name picked out?
Not yet.
Yep. Your first grandson?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. There's nothing like it, Georgette.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to boil him to pieces and then give him back to mommy and daddy.
Oh, my God. It changes your whole world. I can go on and on about grandchildren. I love them.
You know, everybody tells me that.
Yep. It changed my life, I know, and it's going to change your life for the better. All right, Georgette. You're a reader, psychic reader, right?
Yes, I am.
Come on.
I have my own site, angelspiritualparadise.com.
Right.
I have a web store, cafepress.com /angelstreasures. We sell everything in there from angel products to Native American products.
Great. And you do readings for free in chat like I do and many others do, right? How can they find you in Pal Talk, right?
Oh, I'm usually in Dukeman Bryce's room.
Okay.
Reading with a good friend of mine, M.
Okay,
sure. Or I have my own, which is Angels Relim over on Pal.
Good. And they can find that in Pal Talk in the metaphysical realm, right?
Right.
And they can also add you to their Pal Talk and Yahoo Messenger.
Oh, they can add me to my Pal Talk, MySpace, Yahoo, MSN, AOL, it don't matter. I'm on all of them.
Okay. And Mama Angel is the name in Pal Talk, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they can add you, and they'll see when you're doing shows with them and all the others in Pal Talk.
Well, I also do reading on MySpace, too. And MySpace name is www.myspace.com/angelbaby2298.
Okay. Great. And there's a lot going on in Pal Talk Metaphysics today.
It's happening all the time.
Yeah. A lot of new readers on the scene. Awesome readers. A lot of them. The Spiritual Connection is another site you're with, and they can get to you from there, right?
Right. We just opened up the Blue Room. It's called the Spiritual Connections Blue Room. There's a lot of fabulous readers in there.
Awesome readers. I met quite a few. I know a lot of them and met quite a few of them. And this is the Spiritual Connection Blue Room.
Right.
And that is listed also in
Metaphysical.
In Pal Talk. And it's worth going to look for and find and get connected with these people because what they do in there is phenomenal. There's a lot of people, they just keep right on giving. I mean, they read for free, and they counsel people for free in there. There's meditations going on, visualizations, and talks about metaphysics. You can't go wrong. It's an awesome place to be in chat. Would be in the Spiritual Connection Blue Room. Okay, Georgia, how you feel? You want to get some readings done?
Let's get some readings done.
You ready? I know I called you at the last minute, and you're kind of off guard, so I'll go easy on you. I'll go first.
Mike, I'm never off guard with you.
I would have a hard time jumping right into it like that. So I thank you. I don't know how it affects you, but if I have to sit down and jump right into a reading just like that, I would have a problem with it.
I'm used to it.
Yeah,
that happens all the time on Pal Talk. I'm used to it.
You know, exposure creates composure. But I got a little bit of a thing I go through, and I like to make sure I'm prepared and ready. All right. Thank you, Georgia, for being here.
You're welcome, Mike.
Let's take some calls and get some readings done.
Okay.
All right. Don, if we got some calls, I'll go to them. If not, we'll talk about cooking. Hi, caller.
Hello,
caller.
Michael. Hi.
Hi.
How
Welcome
are you?
Welcome to the show.
Good, thank you.
Okay. I just asked you maybe to speak up a little
okay.
more than normal and make sure you're talking into that mouthpiece. What's your first name?
It's Katrina.
Katrina? Welcome to the show. What part of the world are you from, Katrina? What part of the world?
Okay. I'm in Florida.
Florida. Good. Okay. I like to ask everybody where they're from. I think it's interesting.
Right.
Okay, Katrina, I don't know if you ever heard me read, but I'm going to just jump into your reading. I hear and feel my imagery, and I just repeat what I'm hearing and feeling.
All right.
Okay. And then I'll turn you over to Georgette, and she can give you a little bit of what she's getting for you. Sure. Katrina, right off the bat, I'm going right to the business arena with your work. I don't know if you got something going on in the work world or something new developing, but I am hearing what seems to be more information coming to you. It's almost like I'm waiting for an answer on something or hoping something happens in the work or business or financial arena with me. Like I'm waiting for, they're waving letters and phones at me, so I got news coming to me.
Oh, good.
Okay, that's for sure. I don't know if you're waiting for an answer or an approval. If you are, this is a sign that it's you're right on top of it. I'm also getting a little bit of a journey of some kind. You may be between now and next 30 days get an invite to have to go somewhere. And
I had just moved from Michigan to Florida.
You did what?
I had just moved from Michigan to Florida.
Oh, you just went through the move.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it, for work and business, or?
Yes, it was to look for work. Michigan wasn't having much to offer me.
Okay, because I feel like this journey was connected to work and finances and business. Did you get something? Because if you didn't, you're right on top of it.
Okay, I'm hoping I'm on top of it.
You are, and if you have anything out there, I'm getting a response.
Okay.
And so I want to go maybe another 10 days. So
okay.
You keep, you know, hang on. You're not too far away from getting something.
Awesome.
Okay, and let's see. Also, people visiting me, I feel people coming to me. I feel like you might have a visitor coming or new friends maybe.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay, but I am getting, I'm hearing visitors, so there's something going on with somebody coming to you and visiting. Surprise, something with a surprise. And property, too. Are you hoping for something where you're living, or are you moving? Is this?
Yeah, possibly another move. Right now I'm staying with my sister.
Okay, because I feel like you need another move, and then that's also manifesting.
Okay,
and I feel like this would be the next 30 days, like between now and the end of November, is going to be a real good time for things to start happening with you finding a place to move to.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're going to actually move, but you may bump into the connection or or the next step in that journey. Okay.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to romance. I'm surrounded with romance for some reason. If there's somebody new.
No.
No. Is there somebody now?
Actually, I am married.
Okay, that's no problem. They're just validating that if there was nobody, you were right on top of it. If there is somebody, it's going to get better if it's possible. It's just going to be awesome. It's surrounding it with hearts. As far as your romance department goes and relationship, it's healthy is what I'm hearing. Healthy,
okay.
And it's going to improve. So. Well, if there is anything going on or it's getting a little slow, things are going to pick up there. Is it an anniversary coming for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I forgot. Oh, that's funny.
Okay,
the 24th of October is our wedding anniversary.
When is that?
The 24th of this month.
Oh, okay. Because that's what they were saying to me. they were pointing to the specialness of the relationship and the circumstances involving it, which would be an anniversary.
Yeah.
And a very special one. It's going to be something different about it. Is it a special number?
I believe.
Okay. Well, maybe he's got a special surprise for you because I'm getting special with this, and it adds to the relationship. Okay. And, oh, boy. And an overall sense of peace with your sphere, everything in your realm, an overall sense of peace, things settling, I'm feeling.
Okay.
Settling and becoming more sensible and more focused. And I just feel like I've been through it, and now it's settling, and now you're manifesting the next step. So you got like an eye in the storm, mentally, emotionally, people and experiences all being on the same page you're on and running smoother for you. And that's going to involve your work and finding your own place.
Oh, awesome.
Let's see. That's about all I'm getting right now. Unless you had a question or was hoping I would touch on something, I would hand you over to Georgette and see what she can bring up to you. One other thing I just wanted to throw in is I feel my finances. I want to stay on top of that and keep an eye on things at least until the end of November.
Okay.
Scrutinize your finances, where it's going, what's coming in, what you're doing with it. And around the end of November, I believe you're probably working and not having to worry so much about finances. Okay, so as you get into the end of November, things are going to be going a lot smoother for you in all three departments. So, all right. Georgette, you ready?
I'm ready, partner.
All righty. Katrina, here's Georgette.
Hello.
Hi, Katrina. Now, the first thing I picked up with you is change. There's a lot of changes coming your way. And, you know, Archangel Michael, he's with you. He's guiding you through all the your changes that you have, but you also have to take time out for yourself because you're not doing that. You're so busy taking care of everybody else, you're neglecting yourself.
Correct.
So I'm hearing that you've got to start being more within you and relaxing and meditating and things like that.
Okay.
And there is some sort of change coming your way with your family. And now I'm feeling that it is a move. I'm probably within the next 2 to 3 months I'm seeing a very good change in you. Because I'm hearing that you've asked for the guidance into it. You just got to be more open to listen for the answers because they're being told to you. You just got to go with your first instinct on it, on what you feel that you're hearing. Go with your first instinct on it. Because the bumpy roads, I see them coming to an end within you. You just got to have that faith, and it's going to happen. And like Mike saw, I saw romance coming. And all right, since you're married, I know there's a special day coming up. And I'm feeling within the next maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And it's going to be a real special romantic day for you.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Also seeing, in addition to your family, are you pregnant by any chance?
Am I what? I'm sorry.
Pregnant.
Oh, no.
Somebody, I got handed a baby.
My sister-in-law is pregnant.
Well, that explains the baby then.
Yeah?
Yeah, 'cause I got handed a beautiful baby girl.
Oh, she's going to have a baby girl?
That's what I got handed.
Oh, wow. She just had an ultrasound done and it said that she was having a boy.
Maybe it's twins.
That's exactly what we were thinking.
That's interesting. You got any more, Georgette?
No, Mike, that's all I'm picking up on her on.
All right, well, the baby is a good thing. I'm surprised I didn't get it. Usually I'm handed a baby myself. Katrina, I want to leave some numbers with you. I want to give you a 6 and a 12 and 11. And also, if there's been any tension with any relationships, like friends, neighbors, relatives, or if one develops by the end of November, I feel like that's going to blow over fast for you, Katrina. Don't let it disturb you in any one way or another. And also, your choices. You're not only going to get a job opportunity, but I think you're going to have several job opportunities, Katrina, because I'm getting choices. I'm struggling with choices more so towards the end of November. So that could be connected to your job thing. Let's see. That's about all I'm getting for you, Katrina.
Okay.
I hope we helped you.
Yeah, I do have one question. She was saying that I need to pay more attention with my instincts. I was just wondering if either one of you could tell me the name of my spiritual guide.
I don't do names here, but Georgette, are you getting anything?
No, I don't do names.
No. Okay, I do names, but I want more time for it, and I like to relax a little bit with the names.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need more time with them.
Yeah.
Okay,
Katrina. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling the show.
All right. Have a great day, you too.
All righty. Enjoy that baby, and enjoy your anniversary.
Thank you.
All righty, Katrina. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. Everybody, if you'd like to call for a reading, the number, toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. Give us a ring. You got two psychics waiting to read you. Georgette, do we have a caller? I don't want to be rude and leave a caller on the line. Okay, Georgette, do you get names at all?
Yeah, I get names, but, like, I've got to meditate on it for a few minutes before the name comes to me.
Yeah.
What I normally hear at first is the first letter of the name, whether it's the first name or the last name, and I usually get a confirmed...
That's okay. Keep talking.
Okay, I usually get a confirmed or denied... And then I'll meditate on it a little longer, and then the name will come to me.
Yeah, I'm developing that now. When I was practicing and developing as a reader, I wasn't led there. I was led more with energy and cycles and waves, and now I'm going back and trying to add to that, because I think it's impressive when a reader can pull out a name like that, and I think it adds to the excitement of the reading.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we got a caller. Caller, how you doing?
Hey, great. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
This is Julia.
Julia? Michigan.
Maryland.
Illinois. Where?
Maryland.
Maryland. Okay,
it was the
Julia.
Other M state.
How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Do you have a question, or you just want me to let you hear what I'm hearing?
Yep, get what you're hearing. That's great. Thank you.
All right, because, there's so many different types of readers, and I what I'm doing is I'm delivering a message that's being delivered to me. And I think it's important, even though I had people say, I didn't want to know that. I didn't want to hear that. But it's there, and it needs to be brought out. So I think it's important that I continue on my format of readings. I don't want to make my guides mad. If you continuously don't give what they give, there could be problems. Okay, Julia. I'm going right to children for some reason. I don't know if there's a child maybe that's been taking up your energy or needing extra help. I'm dwelling on my child. I'm hearing on my child. I'm dwelling on my child, and it's going to be okay. And now I'm getting the show me pictures of school. You have children, right?
Yes.
Okay, and there's something going on with education with them.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm passing the stuff. I don't know if I'm worried about passing or getting approved, but I'm passing, I'm hearing, with the child in education. And but I feel like there's something there that needs to be decided or approved, or not sure if I want. I just feel like there's decisions with this, with the child in education, like maybe the courses or something that she has to get into. She's worried. Anyway, I just feel like that's going to be solved. Anything that's with the kid in school, I'm hearing being solved and being passed. I don't know if it's an entry exam or testing that she's got coming up, but I'm hearing not to worry about it, that it's going to, she's going to pass and it's going to be approved, I'm hearing. And
okay, great.
And it's going to be quite a course of study. It's going to be impressive. She's going to not only pass, but do very well, is what I'm hearing. And I feel like she's going to apply it to her business arena because she's going to be making money with what she's studying or learning. She's putting together her business and work destiny, and it's gonna, what she's doing now is gonna pay off in the future for her big time, and she's gonna excel. She's gonna be very successful with it. It seems like I worry a lot, or I'm in a hurry, and if she can kind of like maybe just take her mind off of the studies a little bit and remember to take care of herself, she might need to be pulled back sometimes. Too much into the school thing and not enough for her. So if anything does develop, just keep that in mind. She might need just to get out and go biking or go out with her friends, but I just feel like she's maybe putting too much into it to the point of, you know, working the other way. You worry
okay.
so much, you work hard so hard on something that it starts to go the other way with you. And then signing something, Julia. They want me to sign something. I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is going to your daughter and the kids, or this is something with you in business, or something you got going on with. You need to commit to something or sign something. But they're waiving this, and I'm being told that it's coming up, and I got to sign. But I want to watch and check everything. I want to make sure exactly what I'm signing for. There's a little bit of caution with it. Okay.
Okay.
So. Keep that in mind. I got a feeling it's connected to you, too. I feel like you're about to do some things you always wanted to do or get started. And by the end of November, you're very involved in life and doing things for you. And it might have been something that you always wanted to do or something you started before, and you think about bringing it back, and you do bring it back. Okay, so keep that in mind, because you might find yourself running into this type of a thing. And there's a lot of thoughts going to go into it, because I feel like it's going to be time-consuming or alter my schedule. And so I want to think about it, make sure I know exactly what I'm getting into and what I'm starting. For some reason, I don't know why they're showing me moving, because deep down inside, I don't feel like you're moving. You're not moving, right?
I don't have plans to, but I would like to.
Maybe that's why I'm feeling it. Okay. Because they're getting me, you may, if you continue to think about it and want to, you may find yourself moving. But it's very faint, and I was afraid to go there because it was that faint. But this is telling me that it's there and it's manifesting. So you may see that developing. And now, what about work or business? Because I keep hearing over there you're going to start something or get into something.
I need to start looking. I've been, well, between tying up some loose ends and the medical issues, just I've sort of been dragging my heels a little bit, not really just doing it.
Okay.
It's like I'm thinking about it, but I haven't acted upon it.
Okay. I got a feeling by the end of November you're going to, first of all, I feel like you're going into a cycle that's going to be easier on you, and things are going to start calming down. And by the end of November, you're chewing on doing something, going into the work world or opening a business, doing dabbling in business a little bit, even if it's part-time. And I feel like I got some talent, or I did it before, or I wanted to do it, never really got started. So I'm getting retro with this. The dreams and passion is maybe coming back to life, or something that you always wanted to do. So you may see that start developing around you. And if there is any setbacks with it, don't let it throw you, because it would be good for you, and it would work, and it would keep you busy. Something with a car, showing me a car. I don't know if they want you to look your car over, or you're going, or you're buying or selling a new one, but if you are, you're going to get one. And if not, I feel like I'm going to be using it to travel. You may even have a journey coming up where you go somewhere between now and the end of November to visit somebody, and you may do it with a car, but I just, there's some issues with a car here. So if you're looking, you're going to get one. And if not, the journey that I'm getting may be by car, or you would need a car. Let's see. Come on. That's about all I'm getting for you, Julia. I'll let Georgette take a shot at it and wish you luck.
Well, thank you.
All right. I hope I helped you.
That was great. Thank you very much.
All right, Georgette, take it away.
Okay, hi, Julia.
Hi.
You know, the first thing I got with you was romance. Now, I don't know whether you're married or not, but there's a lot of romance coming your way. And I heard four, so it's going to be any time within the next 4 months. Something's going to happen that's going to do with the romance. Either you're going to get a new partner, or if you're married, you got to rekindle in your relationship with your husband. But just you've been involved with something, and I'm getting something that has to do with a school, like I don't know whether you have kids or not, but some sort of situation has been developing in school with them, and it's like they're coming to you, and they wanted you to help them with some sort of situation. But I'm being told that you don't have to worry about it because it's pretty much be over with soon. And do you got something coming up where you got to sign papers or something? Because I see you signing papers, but I also have a red flag with it, which means you've got to use a lot of caution with this one, and you've got to look deeper into it and ask more questions regarding it.
Okay. Very good. Is that it, Georgette?
You've been dealing with your emotions a lot lately.
Yeah.
You got to rest assured. Archangel Ariel is around you at all given times. He's helping you deal with your emotions. And I don't know. I keep leading right back to the situation with signing papers. Mm-hmm. There's something with this. With the papers that you've got to be signing, that's kind of pulling you down on it, but you want to sign it, but you've got to use a lot of caution with it and look more into it. And it's something like you've got to release something with it.
Okay.
But I'm also being shown that something you've been working on or wanting lately, I see it coming to you. I heard you just reach for those stars and pull them in because it's there for the taking.
Oh, good.
Okay. That's good. Well, I picked up on something being signed, too, because they wave paper and pen at me. So hopefully you got something good coming on there, Julia. Maybe it's connected to, I felt, maybe the daughter or you going back into the business arena, we'll call it.
Okay.
And I got some numbers I want to leave with you. I got 11, 22, and 7.
Oh.
Might have some significance. I have a numerologist coming up next week, and the numbers will come in handy. And if you know a numerologist or you got a book on numerology, these three numbers to work with. I might have a reading within a reading.
Well, that's interesting because 11 and 22 are both master numbers, and the number 7 is a spiritual number.
Mm-hmm. And
so that's pretty
why,
awesome.
And they give them to me for a reason. At one time I thought they were birthdays or dates on a calendar, but I think it's still a mystery to me what they mean. So I like to get them out there anyway.
Well,
okay.
Awesome.
Okay, Julia, thank
you
for calling.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you for calling the show.
Okay, take care and blessings.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Georgia. You're hanging on there, hanging tough with me.
Always do, Mike.
Yep. A lot of energy goes into this. It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, but you do well with it. You do well. I
had a good teacher.
Who was your teacher?
You.
Oh, come on.
If it wasn't for you, I never would have gotten into it.
No kidding. You know, I heard that so many times before, and you don't really realize how many lives you touch in this industry. I'll call it the industry. I like that word, the industry. Caller, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michael.
How you doing?
A little frazzled.
What's your first name?
Helena.
Helena?
Yeah.
Okay, what part of the world, Helena?
I'm in northern New Jersey.
Northern New Jersey. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I'll jump right into your reading.
All righty.
Okay. I got a feeling you want to know about work and business for some reason.
Yeah, I think that's the big priority now.
Yeah, and that's what they're flashing at me, too. It's all business. Getting startups, if you're wondering if something is going to start or take off, I got a feeling that you're in a very good cycle between now and the end of November.
Oh, good.
Don't get discouraged, because I feel like you do get discouraged, and then something pulls you out of it, and you're okay for a while, then you get discouraged again. So this time, don't get discouraged. Hang on there, because it's going to bring you an increase in finances, and it's also going to smooth move. Actually, all they're giving me is work and business. You must be on the verge of something, because did you initiate something new or something taking off or starting for you?
It's been kind of coming for several years, and it's like I just got to do it or not, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been a while. It's been there for a long time, and and it can get discouraging. I think I do feel this time it's going to get better for you.
Oh,
and
good.
It's connected to a female with influence and money. Or a female will be brought to you with the next step on the journey. So I do believe you have someone else coming in. They can help, and they are in the business arena. They know what they're doing. So any females between now or female contacts in business between now and the end of November, listen to what they're saying and look over what they have, because I feel like it's going to be part of this. Okay, and I'm getting an idea. Have something just recently started in the last week? A phone call, an idea, a letter? They keep pointing to something that is right on your doorstep or just came into the arena. Okay? They're giving me a light bulb with an idea in it. Now, this is something that I feel like you're right on the tip of your nose, so keep that in mind. If they're waving a phone and a piece of mail at me, this could be right around the corner, probably maybe within a week. So hold that close to your heart. I feel like the news is good and it's positive. It's almost like what you've been looking for or waiting for.
Okay?
So I'm saying the next week, but between now and the end of November, anything that comes your way, really look at it and feel it, because it's different this time. There's something different about it, is what I'm hearing. and it's definitely connected to business and work and finances, all right? And it should be successful because I'm hearing successful, successful.
Good.
Now, like I said before, especially if there's a female contact connected to it or a part of the path that you're going to be on with it, listen to what they're saying. It may even be because of the female. She might even know of you or heard about you, or you caught her ear and she's responding. So keep that in mind. And then what they're saying is the slow spell that you've been through, it was just meant to be. There was nothing you can do about it. It was for many different reasons and circumstances. It was just things that you had to go through. So don't take it too hard that it took this long to get there, or it's going slower than you thought. Don't let that bother you. Just forget about it, because what's to come is going to be better for you. And you're going to get busy. I really do feel that if you can keep up with the demands on the people around you and the circumstances involved, and you don't let it overwhelm you, this time will be different. I keep hearing this. This time is different. You just need to pace yourself, because I feel like if and when it goes, there's gonna be demands, and the kind of demands that could kind of like push you back to where you were before.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see it as an obstacle and overcome it. You don't want to get set back or stopped by it. Don't let any obstacles in this stop you from doing what you want to do. Even if you have fears or you think it's too much work or it's not going to work, chase all that out of your head and run with it. Because you're getting to the point where you got to do something.
And
if it's not this, it's going to have to be something else, because you're going to be wasting too much time and losing too much. So whatever comes your way between now and November, if it's interesting and has potential, run with it. And I'm feeling it being successful. Okay?
May I ask you a question? Is there time to?
Time frame?
No, may I ask you a question?
What is it?
Well, the whole thing's twofold. There is one woman that's going to trade some vocal lessons with me, and I just want. And the other part is my own business, and the singing could be a business part as well. And I'm just wondering if you get anything on that, or is it more the other business?
Oh boy, you got several things going on there. Well,
mm-hmm.
I do know that the thing with the female and the music lessons. What are you bartering for? Services.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with that,
mm-hmm.
and do everything you can to make that bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I do feel that the other business, I got a feeling she's going to help you in a way. Can she get involved in what you got going on?
Yeah, it could be, because it's more of consulting business, so yeah.
Okay, I see her. This might be the light bulb that's coming up here. It might be her light bulb. So bond with this lady, because I feel like she might do a little bleed over into what else you got going on.
Okay.
So listen to what she's saying. I keep getting this lady being either giving you an idea or helping you somehow with moving forward on your business there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And now I'll give you some numbers real quick. I got 1, 13, and I got a 9. Okay, and I'm going to hand you over to Georgette.
Oh, thank you.
All righty. Take it away, Georgette.
Hi, Elena.
Hi, Georgette.
You know, the first thing I picked up on you is people around you. You like to counsel people and talk to them and help them awaken what they have inside of them. Now, like Mike said, whether it could be music or some other ability that they have, you're always right there, one of the first ones there to help them achieve their goal.
Yeah.
All right, but I also see you want something. You got a desire for something, and you got to visualize it. It's there for the taking. You just grab it. Push out. I've got to say it. Push the negativity at the front curb and leave it out there for the garbage men. You don't need it.
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always said that. Negativity belongs with the garbage trucks. You got to make the decision on what you want to do. You got to bring it closer to you and grab it in. But I'm also here, you're not taking time out for you. You're so busy taking care of other people and doing things for everybody else. You're neglecting to do it for yourself. You've got to start thinking of you. Take more time out for yourself. Others go to a movie or go to bingo, whatever. You got to do something for yourself. But there's also romance in coming your way. Now, I don't know if you're married or not, but I see a romance there.
Oh, that would be nice.
That's always good.
Yes, it is.
Okay, is that it, Georgette?
Well, with this, I don't know, I'm getting a job of some sort. There's a caution with it. You got to use some caution with this. You got to look deeper into it. It's there for you, but you got to look deeper into it.
Okay.
It's gonna work out all real well.
All right.
Okay.
I just want to add to Helena. I was picking up too that, like Georgette was saying, to move forward on things. I feel like I get to a point and I freeze for some reason.
You're totally right.
At a suspicion and like paranoia, or I can understand. I know the business world, so I know what it can do. I mean, but I feel like I need to get rid of some of those fears, and when I feel myself freezing, to let go and trust a little bit, because I feel like you'll get right to the point and throw a wall up.
Yep.
And it doesn't move any further, and I think sometimes you're sabotaging some of your opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say I've done it with a lot.
Yes, and everybody has, and you need to be cautious in business and in the work world, and but sometimes it gets a little obsessive. Maybe you're so used to not trusting that it's bleeding over into your business decisions.
Well, I think, too, finances have been so tight that...
It's difficult, I know. And
yeah, it makes me freeze.
And you worry about risk, but sometimes you got to let go and try. And I got a feeling that you're right at the threshold, and everything is being laid out for you, and I believe you're going to see by the end of November, like, this lady wanting to get involved and trust her and let her... give you ideas and maybe network with you or try something different. Be bold. Think outside the box, I'm hearing for you.
Okay.
Think in a way that you normally wouldn't think. Some of your old fears, let them go, or take a chance. Even if it goes bad, take a chance. And I think that you'll see a big difference with your creating.
You know, Mike, I also see Archangel Gabrielle around her, and everybody knows that Archangel Gabrielle, I mean, she's going to be there helping her with the communications and everything, helping her push out there all her securities.
Good.
Oh, good.
Good, because there is something different with this, and it's going to end yet by the end of November. You're going to see things, but think outside the box and take a risk, Helena.
Okay.
I'm getting very strong on take a risk. Go for the gold. Okay?
Okay. Thank you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helena. Thank you for calling.
My pleasure.
All righty, everybody. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. We're here every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Right now, I'm showcasing other readers. I have another reader, Georgette Isaac, with me. And if you are a reader, and especially if you're doing something special with it out there in the world, I want to hear from you. I'd like to have you on my show and show the world what you can do. There's a lot of readers out there doing that are making a difference in the world. And come on the show and tell your story. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. It's Kathy P1. How are you?
I'm doing great. Your name is what?
It's Kathy from Catskill.
From Catskill?
Yeah.
You kidding me? What was your name? Say it slower.
Kathy P1.
Oh, Cat.
Cat, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Local.
Yes. How are you?
finally, somebody in New York is hearing me. And you're right down the road from me.
Yes.
Good. Thank you for calling the show.
Not a problem.
Oh, you made my day. You tell your friends about us?
Absolutely.
Good. I'm coming out of the closet. Another month or two.
This is true.
New York's going to hear about it. You're in the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all starts. You're in the thoughts. You become what you dwell on, folks. You're in the thoughts. Kat, thank you and welcome.
Not a problem.
You know how I read, so I'm just going to jump into your reading.
Not a problem.
Okay. It was nice hearing you from you. What a treat. Okay. I'm going right to emotions and what I feel to be relationship. I feel like I got a male coming closer to me. I don't know if somebody just came back into your life, or there's one coming into your life, or there's somebody that's growing nearer, Kat.
One came into my life.
Okay. How recently was that?
6 months ago.
6 months ago. And it's going well, I feel.
Very well.
I feel that. I took a chance saying that. Did you hear how I said it?
Yes, I did. In fact,
I said, please,
you
don't,
told me
don't,
about this one.
Yeah, I was saying, please, don't let her say no, it's going home. Because I'm done for. My career is over. But I feel like it's going well. And I feel like he's, to be honest with you, I feel like you guys are going to be an item and it's going to continue. Because everything I'm getting seems to be centered around you and him and where you're headed. Okay? So,
okay.
I want to go to other levels with this. I believe he's going to stay in your life, and I believe you're going to make a commitment, tie the knot, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
So you may see it go that way, and if you do, it's good news for you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Does he have to go somewhere or do something or just come back from somewhere?
We just got back from the Bahamas.
Okay, because I feel like I was traveling, and were you with him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I feel like that was very special. It meant something, or it did the relationship good, and it did both of you good.
Sure did.
There may be another kind of journey coming. Does he work and travel? Work and travel?
Well, he's leaving, and I don't know if it's he or we, is leaving for Florida next week.
Oh, okay. Is that for work?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. He's going on a journey for finances and work, and that's also going to be successful and go well.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, let's see. And I feel like he has thoughts, or you have thoughts, or the both of you have thoughts of continuing the relationship and making it deeper or being committed. So I don't know if you're thinking that way, but you're going to see that developing, okay?
Okay.
And it's good for you. I'm getting very happy with it. I feel like it's good for the home. I'm getting peace and harmony with the two of you, having a family-type feeling with this. And I feel like there may be a few things that you guys have different opinions on, like maybe what he does or where you want to move or where you want to live, but they're minor, and they're going to be, you're going to compromise. I'm hearing compromise.
Okay.
Will be important in this relationship, too. Remember that, but this relationship, compromise is going to be very important. And getting advice, I feel like other people are advising us, too. I don't know if it's a group or a church or an organization or just family members, but I feel like some older, wiser people kind of step in and help us.
Yes.
Okay, and I feel like I can look to them and open up to them. So don't be afraid to open up to wisdom coming from wiser people.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be important and it's going to be a big help to you. Okay, Kat?
Wonderful.
They're showing me a baby, so don't panic. This could be a relative friend, but you're going to bump into it.
Man, I hope it's mine. Are you kidding me?
What's that?
I hope it's mine.
Okay, are you trying?
I wish. We're 6 months into the relationship, not ready yet.
Okay, well, there's one circle in my head.
Really?
Waiting to land. So it's just, I believe it's just a matter of time. Okay, and I think they're just validating how well the relationship's going to go and where it's going to head. Okay?
Wow.
So you might be with the man of your dreams, and I'm being told that it's going to become a family. So
wow.
I wouldn't rule out having a child with him and setting up a home. So this is what I'm being shown. Okay?
Gotcha.
I'll turn you over to Georgette.
Okay.
All right. Georgette?
You know, the first thing I picked up was money. I see money coming in your direction. I heard the number 4, so it's going to be any time within the next 4 months. Now, I don't know whether it's a new job or something that you've been waiting on or whatever, but it's definitely coming your way.
But, okay.
All right. I'm also getting confusion around you. Like, you've been confused about something lately. You know, it's like, is it going to be this way, that way, or another way? Just do a little research on it, and I see it all falling into place. And, you know, to me, it feels like it could be a job.
Okay.
I feel that it's going to be a very good change for you. But like Mike, I saw a baby also. So now, it's very possible that this baby could be yours in the very near future, because it wasn't a very strong image of the baby, but I was handed a baby. And it is leading around a family. So there is a very good, a very happy change coming to you.
Okay.
All right, now, you've had some bumpy roads in the past. You just got to keep up the faith with it, and there's a lot of positive energy coming towards you, and I see a lot of positive things on your horizon.
Okay.
All right, but some of the stuff you need to look deeper into situations, because there's a red flag around it also. But honestly, I don't feel anything really bad with it. It's just like you got to lay some caution, and it seems to do something with a job. Like you're kind of indecisive about something to do with a job. But, you know, the timing is right, and I feel it's going to just take right off for you.
Okay.
Well, actually, I just started 3 different businesses.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's a matter of which one to start first.
Very good.
And that's where you got to look. That's where the caution lies.
Very good.
And look more into it.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Great. Georgette, we're running out of time. I just wanted to throw in her numbers for her. Unless you had something else you wanted to get out there real quick. Georgette, you good?
Okay, well, the only thing I'm really hearing is that the timing is excellent for her to start this business, and it's going to be a lot of positive expectations with it. I don't feel nothing wrong with it, really.
I don't either. I feel great about it, Kat. I do feel that you have some advice coming, too, with your businesses also.
Yes.
So, and they're going to be elders. I keep hearing elders or wise ones. So listen to the older, more established. Seek them out. And if they come to you, listen to what they're saying. And
okay.
I got some numbers. I have 12, 2, and 5 for you.
Okay.
Okay, and are you moving, Kat?
No, I just did move.
You just did move, okay, so we don't have to worry about that. I feel like that move is a good move.
As a matter of fact, a validation to you, you told me back in December that somebody was coming into my life at the beginning of April. He showed up the last day of March.
Beautiful.
And everything that you said then has come to pass.
Good, and it's going to get better for you, Kat. This is it, and it's happening for you.
I do believe so.
And I appreciate the validation, and listen to the wise ones around you. You have advice and counseling coming. So
wonderful.
So listen to it, okay? And that's in love and business. Okay, Kat, I got to let you go. I got to say
goodbye.
Not a
problem. All righty.
Thank you. Thank you, Catskill. Spread the word. New York, here I come.
Georgette.
Thank you, Cat.
Thank you.
Georgette, thank you. Georgette, thank you.
Oh, I had the time of my life, Mike.
You're a sweetheart. I love you. And everybody, take care. I'll see you Sunday, 1 p.m. on Your Inner Thoughts. Take care. God bless.